Nick and I are back with another episode of Chicago Beer Pass as we drink some half-acre mixed culture beer. We talk about some of the events happening this week and this weekend with the new Bulldog Around the Bend Burnt City collaboration opening. All that and more on this week's episode.
Dude, these last 3 weeks, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we just did this. And we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, man, we started late last week, man. So, quick turnaround.
Yeah, I think that episode went up Sunday. So, you're probably not even caught up yet.
That's true, right? This is for those, you know, you're doing back-to-back. You're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of beer. Got a road trip.
We talked about uppers and downers last time. So, if you missed that, check that out.
Yeah, and the Dixie Highway Brewery Trail. Mm-hmm. We chatted about that a little bit.
For sure. Yeah.
Now the weather's opening up, and we're diving into some fancy mixed culture beer, man.
Right. This is the Palm Hut from Half Acre.
Yeah. So to my surprise, they converted their original brewery into like exclusively sours, I want to say, right?
I think they happened there. They made you some of the brew pub beers there as well, but I think that's kind of where these are happening. They're not necessarily sours. They're mixed culture beer, right?
Yes, right? So, yeah, I know there's a couple of different series. I know Wild Cove is a series underneath those mixed cultures. Heavy Gem is another series of beers. Yeah, some are stainless, some are oak aged. You know, okay. Yeah.
This is a fresh pressed cider, pear puree, cinnamon, and vanilla bean. That's nice.
It's easy. It's approachable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the acidity is kept in check, which is fun, you know, because I like these styles, but I don't like them overly perfumey or too acidic. So this works for me, man.
And what is this, 5%? So it's easy drinking. It's like if you went to a beer dinner or something, it'd be like your first course, like your salad course or even your cheese course kind of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Inspired by autumn and hot mugs of spice booze, they say.
Really? I guess this did come out. Well, this came out the same time one of the Double Daisies got released. So I've been sitting on it for a minute, not too long. Long enough that all the little sediment and everything there is sitting at the bottom.
Yeah, clear bottle too, like the way an organic wine would appear, right?
Yeah. It's nice.
It's cool. And they come out with they crush volume, and they do so many different items over a year.
Yeah.
So many different beers.
I know. You can just roll in there anytime at the tap room over on Lincoln, and there's going to be something new there for sure.
Always something you've never heard of. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. We're going to sip on this as we chat about maybe our last couple days, but more importantly, we have a lot of events that are coming up. The weather's changing. Get your ass outside and start drinking beer. Did you make it to anything over the weekend, Nick?
No, I think I went to Windmill. I think I might have mentioned that last time, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, Windmill is in Dyer, Indiana.
Okay.
That's right. It's the town that borders Munster. Yeah. So I first got hip to them on a beer called Feel Good Inc. It was a collab with Microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had that.
Okay.
Oh, they got some really cool cat coasters. I got some in my bag.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, some neon like cat coasters that were cool. It's so small and so off the grid, man. Yeah, but it's a nice alternative to the Munster thing.
Okay, for sure.
So, yeah. Yeah, the most interesting beer they had there, I think, was probably they had a farmhouse with mosaic hops. So it's, you know, it's a cloudy beer.
Yeah.
But it's got a more interesting, nuanced flavor profile than just like these dessert IPAs, if you will, right? Some of them come off to be like that. You know, I'm like, man, sometimes I don't want a dessert IPA.
Yeah.
You know?
Just want simple.
Yeah, I want something simple, but, you know, still a little hazy. But I want a different wave than just like that, you know, juice.
Right.
I want a different wave.
really have one or two juice beers.
Yeah.
Before you're kind of, all right.
Yeah. And then you can't eat, and they don't really go with food. I don't like them with food either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made my way to Beguile. Stopped in there. What was it? Friday night. It was busy there. Yeah. Of course, it seems like it always is. I had a couple of their beers, had their Irish Red, Dicey Riley's, because I went to a place called Dicey Riley's.
Oh,
that's
right
where the Donegal brewery that we were drinking that stout from, they're from. And one other beer that I'm blanking on, but Kevin was there, and was there with a couple friends, and they mentioned, like, it's awesome that Kevin is, like, always there. Like, he's the man behind Beguile, and you feel really good about being at the place when, like, the people are there.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, the face of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Metro folks are always there at their spot. You can usually run into Gary Gully at Alarmist, and you just, like, I don't know, it's like another level of caring when you always see, like, the owner or the founder at the spot, and you're just like, okay, I appreciate that you also like to hang out here and drink.
Right.
So, even though you might be working, but you're still here, putting in the time.
For sure. One of the, I was shocked to see a Beguile beer on draft when my one trip to Dublin. I was like, dude, does that say Beguile? It was like a collab with like an Irish brewery. It was too funny.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Kevin said they're going back to Galway here soon. Some wife's doing something, but I'm sure they're working beer stuff as well.
Yeah, like, I think it was like Galway Arms or something was the name of the crew they did the collab with.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, they're in China. I was talking about their Beijing Craft Beer Fest that they just were at.
Yeah.
Pipeworks was there. I asked if Moody Tongue was there,
mm-hmm.
and he said no. But he thinks Moody Tongue sells a lot of beer in like Shanghai area, not Beijing.
Okay.
And so a little different parts. So.
Yeah, because you've been to China.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know there's a lot of people in China.
Yeah, it's like selling, like maybe they went to the East Coast and maybe Moody Tongue's selling a lot of beer on the West Coast sort of idea. Because we were talking last week on the Moody Tongue expansion and like you said they're selling a lot of beer in China. So I was wondering, oh, why weren't they there?
Right.
That's why. It's not their spot. Not that China. Different China. but that's cool. That was really my only stop. Just went in for a couple beers. And yeah, and especially because it was after we recorded here, so I was already feeling pretty good.
I like that place, man. And they brew Saint Laurent, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't see any, because don't they brew them on Fridays?
They drop, and then they're gone.
Oh, okay.
Like, really quick, yeah. The little guys.
Oh, it's only the little guys now?
The little 8-ouncers. I mean, they might do some tall boys.
Okay.
They were 16-ounce. Or whatever the bomber is, they were in those.
So you can only buy them on Friday afternoon.
That's dude, I got there Friday like 4 o'clock, and it was like almost done selling their stuff. Yeah, strange little setup. I do like the little phenomenon of hey, you gotta come get this now. You know, I kind of like that.
Kind of like it, but also hate
it. It's kind of annoying too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also just means I don't drink it, so that means it doesn't exist, right? Like, if you can't get your hands on it, it doesn't exist. You just have to think of it that way.
Yeah. But, yeah, quick turnaround. So didn't really hit much else after that.
All right. But I said we have a lot of events happening, stuff coming up. What is on the calendar?
Right on, man. Let's see. April 18th is the Kaiser Tiger, man, at the edge of West Loop. Okay. They got two kegs of unfiltered Pilsner Urquell.
Oh, nice. You dig this event. I think you go. Dude,
it's quite nice, man. And then on this one, you buy one and you get to keep the glass. And it's a righteous, like, heavy stein, like a glass.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, man, they had a beer writer from, like, Prague, and they did this two-hour, like, presentation and the upstairs part last time I was there.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, they usually do, like, a patio party there. This is a really fun time. And then, it's part of the Miller Coors Network, and they're doing the needful, man. They're actually, like, they're flying this stuff over here, refrigerated for you, unpasteurized. And it's a whole different ball game from what you see in the stores or at the ballpark.
Right, okay.
Like, it's a completely different animal. So, and I'm, like, I'm just jazzed that they do that, man.
Okay.
I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I didn't understand what Pilsner Urquell was until I had this beer. You know, the unfiltered pasteurized version. Yeah. So that's good business right there, man.
So that's 18th, so that's about a week away or so.
Yeah.
Happening Wednesday the 10th over at Fountainhead. It's at a Chicago place, but not with Chicago breweries. With Oma Gang, they're doing this Game of Thrones night where they're having all of their Game of Thrones beers on draft there. So sort of like a Game of Thrones tap takeover.
Because that's kind of their thing. I tried to watch Game of Thrones. I think I watched like the first two seasons, but then like the core characters kept dying, and I just didn't keep up.
You couldn't invest yourself. Yeah,
I know they're like 7 or 8 seasons in right now.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I watched the first season, and then
that was it for me.
But I know enough. Yeah. that I can appreciate these beers.
The Mother of Dragons, I remember her.
Yeah,
yeah.
So check that out at Fountainhead. Haven't been able to Fountainhead in a while. The patio's probably open now. The rooftop, not a patio. It's a rooftop.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. What else we got?
Man, you know, tickets for the 21st annual Brew Pub Shootout are on sale, man. This event's going to be April 27th.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. So where at?
That's at a space called the Space Stage Studios. I don't know where that is. It's 1844 West Hubbard. So that's like West Town. That's like near like the Chicago Brewing District.
Oh, maybe that's their plan, right?
Yeah.
Have it over there. We got more breweries now.
Yeah, because it's been in Pilsen, right? It was at the like the Zuby Art Center, or something
which was
like
cool.
That.
I went to one of those.
Yeah. I still haven't been to Brew Pub Shootout, man. That's the one where like it's a competition of food and beer, and you get best in show in both, and then you get best in show in the pairings, and then even brew pubs that don't have a kitchen compete because they just partner up with like the restaurant.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a Beer Society event.
Yeah, Chicago Beer Society event, man.
So
21st annual.
So you can buy tickets through them, and if you're a member, I'm still a member, so I definitely support them, and you know, yeah, can get tickets. So check that out.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Yeah, I think the District Brew Yards Chicago is opening this week.
What's that?
That's what they're calling the collab. The collab with Bulldog and Atlas.
Oh, okay.
Burnt City, sorry, Bulldog, Burnt City, and Around the Bend.
Oh, okay. I thought. Yeah. District makes me think the district, like not a building.
Yeah, the District Brew Yards, they're calling the project.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were all brewing together.
In the brewing district.
In the, it's like around
the corner. Kind of a district in a district.
It's a district within the district. Yeah.
I don't think that's how districts work.
Brains all scrambled, man. Yeah, so we're probably going to check this place out in a couple days.
Yeah.
Right? And I think they open pretty soon, too, like in a week.
I think Friday.
Oh, they open Friday?
Yeah. It's like Thursday is like a Friends peak Friday,
and the next
on.
Day, boom, they're open. Yeah, man, that's they turned that thing around. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So we had we had Atlas on the show with Burnt City, and then we had Around the Bend on, and he kind of alluded to, hey, you know, we're looking at doing this thing, but we're doing it somewhere else. But they would initially it was a four top.
Yeah,
but now they're talking. Now it's just three, and then they're just gonna focus on like experimental stuff, and I think even like brew your own stuff. I think.
Yeah, I think when I ran into Jerome from Bulldog at Mars, it's almost like people can come in and rent it or brew there if maybe you're a brewer somewhere and you're thinking about like getting into it, but
you
definitely don't want to have the space or the time or let on that you're leaving somewhere. You make that happen.
Yeah, and this era of alt proprietorships, right? Like we talked about phase three, how they're just brewing, they're flat out brewing at like Zurich till they figure their thing out. Mm-hmm. I know there's a crew down in like Florida somewhere. I want to say it's called Brew Hub, which is a similar concept, you know, where they actually have like lockers and then like they'll put your beer on tap and anybody can come and brew and then store their stuff. There's a crew up in Milwaukee that like crowdsources recipes that does, you know, this shared collaborative brewing like approach.
Okay.
Right. So this is three professional brewers, along with an emphasis on like experimental brews and potentially a lot of guest brewers.
Because it's gonna be 40 drafts.
Oh wow!
10 for Around the Bend, 10 for Bulldog, and 10 for Burnt City. Are they still Burnt City?
They're still Burnt City.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And then 10 for whoever else. So. That's a lot. Like,
so they're committed to this guest thing.
We know Around the Bend's got at least 10 because he rolls up with a suitcase of beer.
Oh man,
Bulldog! I didn't know they had 10 different kinds. Usually, only see like maybe 3 or 4 around.
Yeah, the Saison, and then there was a coffee milk stout.
Mm-hmm. They have a pale. So that'll be cool to see what 10 they do. And then Burnt City, you know, they have a pretty big lineup, or have had a big lineup over the years.
Yeah, and they've been doing a lot of Saison stuff, like a lot of farmhouse stuff lately that I really like. Mm-hmm. Their barrel aged stuff's really good, too. I'm really excited for Around the Bend, man. I like when he brought that suitcase of beer, you know, like the pistachio cream ale, or like the Black Forest, like Christmas ale.
Right, so if Burnt City sticks with this kind of Saison kind of thing, you got that, the farmhouse kind of beers, you got Around the Bend doing these kind of more unique stuff.
Yeah.
And then Bulldog seems to have like your core, like milk stout, pale ales, IPAs, like more of your classic styles.
The three of them kind of, they got nice range between the three of them. Mm-hmm. That's cool. It's it sounds like it's going to be cashless and non-tipping.
Okay.
And also self-serve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where are you on the self-serve versus the bartender experiences, Brad?
I have never gone to any of the pour-your-own-beer places.
No Tapster for you? No, there's two of them in Wicker Park. Mm-hmm. Can't think of the other one.
I just haven't. I don't really have a care about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure it becomes issues, especially on weekends or something when it's busier, when people don't know how to pour their beer, or you're seeing them like pour it incorrectly, like stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The publican has not the restaurant, but like, you know, the person pouring the beer has always been like a central figure in the bar experience. Yeah. So you probably got some purists that are kind of like, I don't know, this is kind of gimmicky or this is blasphemous. Right. But then you got folks like, you know, like me, I don't really, my bigger concern would be like, hey, do we have a nice variety of fucking glassware? Is the fucking glassware clean, right? Because I went to like Brewfest out in like, I don't know, Highland, Indiana or something.
Okay.
And it's like, hey, yeah, come as you are, and here's a pint glass for everything we have. And I'm like, you know, this ain't really my scene.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
But that Tapster place actually had like, you know, they had tulips, they had baby snifters, you know, they had wine glasses, you know.
Do they tell you to, I think of it like a buffet, like try to make sure like, don't use the same glass again. Like, do they try to enforce that? But I feel like that's definitely probably an issue. People go up there with the glass they drink out of, stick it in the tap thing, and you know that's really bad. You don't want to put your beer into that.
Yeah, education and curation is kind of taking a back seat a little bit when you like self pour. But I guess there's ways around that, right? Like, I imagine there's going to be staff there because it's going to be an eatery too. It sounds like.
Okay.
I don't know much about what we're going to learn. But I wonder what the food is. Is there going to be like a guest food guy or there's an in-house kitchen? I don't know.
Tamale guy.
Yeah, tamales.
That's it. I like the idea of trying lots of different stuff. I feel like that's what you can't really do when you do have someone serving you.
Yeah.
You can't just like, I just want a little bit. You can ask for tastes, but you kind of feel like a jerk if you're like, can I try them all and then people, I will pick my beer?
And some people will stiff you and like give you like, you know, half ounce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your taste.
Right.
They won't give you 2 ounces.
Where was I? How was that? It might have been Beguile. They had little thimble cup.
Here's your fucking taste. That's how I feel like when I get a super small. Here's your fucking taste.
Right. It's sort of like the ice cream. Like, thanks for the tiny spoon. Like, I guess.
But you know, like, I can kind of see. All right, so like, because you mentioned buffet, and it reminds me of like the, you know, the food hall scene downtown now. You know, like Revival is like, you know, the super friends of food halls. You know, Furious Spoon is there.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Smoke Barbecue is there, and then there's like two more of those food halls where like, you know, it's really chef driven food halls where they're all coming together and essentially having like a gourmet cafeteria, if you will. Right. So like traditionally what was like considered a buffet, right, is now kind of this elevated thing, kind of this hybrid thing.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to lose the experience of a dope product in this format.
Sure.
So I'm curious to see what their interpretation is, you know?
I wonder if it hurts the brands there, though, a little bit, where there isn't someone like, what do you like? Like, there's none of... I'm sure there's some kind of servers or someone to guide you, but they'll probably tell you, oh, okay, go ahead and serve yourself. Yeah. But
there's a guy at Beer Temple right down the street, man. We're hanging out on a weeknight. And the bartender, Ryan, his name, Pork and Alcohol is his name on Twitter.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just had the best time just kind of chatting it up with my bartender.
Yeah.
Like, all night. You know, there's something to be said about a cool bartender. So, but this place, I'm very excited for them, and I want to see what's going on. Because I actually like Burn City. I like the fact that I get to enjoy them closer to places where I'd go anyway. Like, I'm not going. I wasn't going to Pullman. And I don't even know if you could, because they were down there in that potato factory. And I don't even know if it was open to the public. You know, I don't even know if there was a tasting room down there. I like them, and I'm excited that their stuff is, like, you know, closer to where the heat is, man.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see, well, one, I'm interested to have Around the Bend stuff more because I don't typically pick it up. And yeah. I'm excited to see what Bulldog does because we've only had their beers on the show and when Jerome stops by, but I haven't just like had their beers.
They were brewing at Lake Effect. You actually put me on to Bulldog. I don't think I knew about them before we started doing the show and we started seeing them at the Lake Effect. So yeah, this is a great platform for them, right? Because I think out of the three, the one that you probably hadn't heard of out of those three is probably Bulldog.
I think so.
Yeah. So, that's cool. Oh yeah, man. Atlas changed their name to Burnt City back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you know, Atlas actually was a tribute name to a brewery that used to be in Chicago in like 1933.
Okay.
It ran for like 11 years. It says they ran at 2107 Blue Island Avenue. That's down there by basically like Talia Hall. It was a brewery called Atlas back in 1933. According to some website, man, 166 breweries. There was a record of 166 breweries back in
1933. Wow. That's wild. In Chicago.
That's wild as fuck, yeah. So, yeah. So, good for them, man.
Mm-hmm. Then yeah. Prohibition happened.
Then Prohibition, yeah.
And Schlitz came in.
That sucked. Because it's like, you got hit hard if you're Chicago because Great Chicago Fire. And then, you know, I mean, like 50 years later or whatever.
Yeah.
Prohibition. It's like, fuck.
1-2 punch.
All we want to do is make beer, man.
Cool. So, yeah, get ready for that. Check that out. The District in the District.
District in the District. It's like a quarter mile from the Chicago Brewing District.
Right.
Yeah. So we're talking like 8 or 9 breweries within like a fourth mile.
Yeah, we've said before, Forbidden Root on the one end.
Yeah.
And then... Rise Above.
Oh. Rise Above. All Rise.
All Rise.
And then Rise Above.
On the other end.
Actually, and then like you said, like the extended walk. Because, you know, we've walked from, you can walk from Goose to Haymarket.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. And you got Cruz Blanc on the way.
You know? Man, there's a lot going on over there.
I know, yeah.
I dig it.
Cool.
I dig it.
All right. Any other events happening? What's up?
No other events happening. But the Battle of the Breweries was announced for Goose Island. That's Chicago or Illinois Craft Beer Week, typically. That's typically Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, okay.
This year it's on a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, May 11th.
Weird. Okay.
No Sunday Fun Day.
Lame. What's their branding? They can't reuse. They got to come up with all new branding now?
Man, that was the quintessential Sunday Fun Day was that right. Goose thing.
Well,
that part is out of bounds.
Illinois Craft Beer Week is only a week now, so maybe Sunday doesn't happen.
Not a fan of this change. It needs to be Sunday Fun Day. We want to bring back Sunday Fun Day after this. I mean, do your Saturday thing, but we need Sunday Fun Day. Yeah, Saturday 5/11. I don't know who won the tourney last year.
It was probably whoever paid for the. It was Rev, right?
Didn't probably Rev 3 years in a row.
Then Rev higher dodgeball.
They got ringers, man. The ringers, man. So that's going on.
Okay.
What else? Oh, the Hop Review, they had their March Madness. It was like a reader's poll.
Oh, okay.
Right? The final round was Maplewood versus Hop Butcher.
Oh, okay.
And Hop Butcher pulled out, man. So Hop Butcher is your 2018 Hop Review Reader's Choice March Madness.
Man. Speaking of, I could probably count on one hand the Hop Butcher beers I've had. Just...
That Blazed Orange Milkshake, they had a non-adjunct, and then they had a milkshake version. Blazed Orange Milkshake.
That's good?
That's my jam.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've had the Grid on here. Is that one? Is that
yeah, we've had the Grid. Yeah. They're another crew, like Half Acre. There's so many. They turn them around so fast. Yeah. Oh, man. And finally, the USA Today. This was we didn't talk about this. The USA Today, they had a poll of the nation's best brew pubs, man. Yeah, so 18th Street was number one overall.
What?
So good for them.
Damn. And then
number two overall was Old Irving.
Whoa.
Man, this is a national thing.
What?
So how about that, man? The top two were 18th Street in Hammond, Indiana, Old Irving in Irving Park.
And 18th Street's got that ramen.
They got that ramen. They got the distillery next door now.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that? That's their second location. Their original location is Gary, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. And Old Irving, they're kind of known. They got burgers. They just have, bar food, but a little better.
I was there on a Friday night. It's very kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were showing, the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kids love that.
Kids love that. Yeah. Yeah, good for them, man, for winning this popular vote contest. The top five, we'll say number five was Root Down Brewing in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Number four was Ocean Beach Brewery in San Diego. Number three was a spot called Hop Sticks in Chambly, Georgia.
Chambly.
Yeah. Right. So number nine was Doctor's Head.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So good for them, man. 10best.com. 18th Street and Old Irving taking the top two spots.
That's awesome. I think we're planning an episode over at Old Irving. Okay. So hopefully we have that coming soon.
Yeah, man. I saw Cruz Blanca on the radar.
Yeah.
Excited about that. So
Cruz Blanca and Old Irving. We'll get over there, see what's going on. Look for that coming soon. Right, I think that is all of our news, all of our events, all of our travels of drinking this week.
All over sips of Half Acre's Palm Hut. We're probably not saying that right.
Palm Hut?
Palm Hut?
I guess.
Palm Hut?
It's like a hut that's a, I don't know, palm? Palm? Boom?
The fuck's a Palm Hut, man?
I don't know much about huts, man. I don't know. I don't know my different kinds of huts. Yurks and huts and...
You just named two more huts than I know.
Tents.
About,
whew. Yeah. But we should get out of here. We're never going to figure this out. But there's more beer to drink. So, Nick, where can people get in touch with you, find out what you're up to?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAT, Chicago Beer Pass, on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, to YouTube. Check that out. We're always posting new beer review videos over there. Always fun. We got a batch 500 from Beguile.
Nice.
Maybe we'll put that up soon too. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.